From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a developing story. The Russian ambassador to Turkey, Andrei Karlov, was seriously wounded in a gun attack on the Turkish capital Monday. Multiple news agencies say he is being treated at an Ankara hospital. Karlov was reportedly visiting an art exhibit at the time of the shooting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to formerly rebel-held eastern Aleppo, Syria. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Today's resolution, I think, is significant in the sense that at least we now have the Council finally agreeing that people who want to leave eastern Aleppo should be able to be monitored by the United Nations, the ICRC, the Syrian Red Crescent, and others. That with that presence, there may be some deterrence of what happens along the journey out of eastern Aleppo.
As Power spoke Monday, scores of people are continuing to evacuate the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. The resolution drafted by France and Russia calls for all parties to allow unconditional and immediate access for humanitarian aid and medical care, and to respect and protect all civilians in Aleppo and across Syria. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, has been convicted of negligence by a French court for failing to challenge a $422 million payout by a state arbitration panel to a business tycoon. Case stems from Lagarde's action while serving as France finance minister before taking charge of the IMF. No punishment is expected. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.